You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
How do you raise almost $2 billion, $1.75 billion, and blow through it in something less than a year? I personally have no idea, but Jeffrey Katzenberg sure does. The Wall Street Journal reports this afternoon that Katzenberg, one of the founders of the much-touted and once-promising entertainment platform Quibi, for quick bites, real short bits of content, mobile first, Katzenberg is shutting it down. So for the second day in a row, Molly Wood is here with our lead story. Hey, Molly.
Hey. Hello again.
Hello again, yes. So what happened with Quibi?
Yeah, you know, Quibi, you have to give Jeffrey Katzenberg and CEO Meg Whitman credit. Quibi was consistent all along. This is a company that said, we are about mobile content. You are going to watch everything on your phone. We're about it being short, and we're about this specific technology that makes it cooler to watch on your phone. That's it. No compromises. And unfortunately, they had the double whammy of miscalculating, I think, how much people wanted to do that, and more importantly, how much they wanted to pay to do that, and arriving in the middle of a pandemic where all of a sudden people were at home with their big, huge screens instead of in the grocery store on their phones.
Right. Were you surprised? I mean, you and I have talked about this on Make Me Smart, but were you surprised? Because they had Katzenberg, they had Whitman, they had Janice Min at one point. I mean, this was a stacked cast here, as it were.
It really was, and yet it is one of those weird wisdom of the crowds thing where almost everybody was skeptical of Quibi. Almost everybody felt like, wow, that feels like a little too much money and a bet that is not entirely proven. What I'm surprised about is that after 6 months, Quibi is going to disappear. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't hear about that very often. They must have really not made a lot of friends in Hollywood to actually just go away.
Any lessons learned? Was it just an idea before its time and it's coming eventually, or, and let's hang out and wait for it, or what?
You know, I think the lesson is twofold. One, you cannot prescribe what people want to do in the way they want to consume. Like sometimes you really do have to follow a market. And also, content is king. You can't launch a streaming service without a library of content, a deep bench. And you can't be mediocre. I mean, the content, you know, the TV making landscape right now is operating at as high a level as it ever has.
Right. And a lot of the content reviews for what was on Quibi were meh, you know?
Right. Yeah. Some things were good. Some things were terrible. Some things were just okay. And that is not enough.
And $1.75 billion later, it is reportedly a done deal. Molly Wood, she's the host of Marketplace Tech. Also with me, a podcast we do called Make Me Smart. Molly, thanks a lot.
See you later.
Yep, maybe tomorrow. Who knows? That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.